It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, August 26th. I'm Molly Wood in Emeryville, California, filling in for Ben Johnson. If all the artists in your town have gone missing like they have here in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's because Burning Man, the festival of art, self-expression, and getting really, really, really dusty, kicks off this weekend in the Nevada desert. Techies love Burning Man, even though most of them go to disconnect from the world, enjoy the crazy costumes and art and music, and perhaps party a little bit. But there is still tech there. Heather Gallagher is the director of technology at Burning Man. I talked to her recently about what it's like to wire the desert.
For our little camping trip, we set up a ridiculously complicated wireless point-to-point microwave network. Sometimes the best part of my job is standing in the dirt playing with heavy equipment operators and telling them where to put giant towers and things like that. I live for that part every year.
So what is the network used for on site? Not a lot of attendees are connected, are they?
For some people, technology is their art. And Black Rock City is a place where a lot of people want to come innovate. But we basically give them the Wild West of the internet. I hardline in the places I need to have connectivity. But we give over a piece to the participant groups. Kind of the rule is you can come use this, but if something happens and we need to pull the plug, or if you're using too much bandwidth and I've got something else that's a priority, your mileage may vary and we might kick you off. Oh, look, there's a dragon. Go to Burning Man.
Like, does word get out about the network and then you have to be going around and telling people, come on, like, get off?
Well, fortunately, Burning Man is very engaging and not everybody has access to power, and devices become just this thing to keep track of, and a lot of people aren't quite happy to unplug. Like, I rarely ever see somebody who's just blatantly checked out and sucked into their device. Most people are just sort of bummed that now they can't hide from their boss for a week, probably.
That's a pretty serious network to maintain for such a short period. I mean, somebody's building for it. But I would imagine that once in a while you're explaining a need that is unique to you.
Oh, we are very exceptional in a lot of different ways. And we really try to make sure anybody that we're working with, that they know what they're getting into. Because they'll be like, oh, we've done this conference or this festival. And we're like, well, welcome to 60-mile-per-hour winds, dust up your nose, sudden rain, somebody driving over your thing. You know, like, we are really going to help test your product and your preparedness for certain. Yeah.
That's Heather Gallagher, Director of Technology at Burning Man. And it's Silicon Tally time. Our guest today is Trisha Berry, director of the Women in Engineering program at the University of Texas at Austin. Trisha, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
What is your first number?
25 years.
Exactly how old I feel in my mind, if not my body.
Don't we all? Don't we all? Well, it's actually 25 years ago this week that the World Wide Web was opened up to the public and changed our lives forever.
Trisha, what were you doing 25 years ago on the internet? I was on Prodigy. Like, you would just dial up to the internet service provider Prodigy and get this sort of homepage. And I thought that was the entire internet.
I think I was on Prodigy as well. And what I really remember is that dial-up, that tone, that long time to connect. And then that excitement once you actually got something.
Yes, totally. Oh, and bulletin boards where you could talk about your nerdy bands.
Absolutely.
I love the old World Wide Web. All right. My number for you is 32 million fitness trackers.
Total number of fitness trackers that are on people that are not actually being watched.
It is the number of fitness trackers that were recalled by McDonald's after they put them in Happy Meals and gave burns and rashes to children. They got more than 70 incidents reports and recalled more than 32 million of these Step It activity wristbands, which I will give them, though, credit for a good idea, at least.
Good idea. Absolutely.
All right. What's your next number?
10 times faster.
How much faster 5G wireless will be over LTE?
It's the speed increase that some MIT researchers think that they can get on Wi-Fi with some new algorithms that'll help routers collaborate better and not interfere with each other as much. And what does that really mean? It means that at events that are huge, where there's lots of people on their devices, like sporting events or concerts, we'll actually be able to connect.
Wow. Okay, I look forward to that future. And this is software on existing routers? Amazing.
Yes.
Trisha Berry from the University of Texas at Austin, thank you so much for playing the game with me.
Thanks for having me.
Nextdoor, the social network for neighbors, is trying to get its neighbors to do a little less racial profiling. Take this post as an example from my Oakland neighborhood. It's called Suspicious Activity. It flags, quote, a young African-American male walking up the driveway of a house and then driving away, which the poster just thought was odd. Audrey Williams is a member of the Oakland-based Neighbors for Racial Justice, which approached Nextdoor about how common these posts are. And she says they're also not very helpful if there is an actual crime.
These are too general of a description to be accurate or to be helpful in actually spotting any criminals or being able to identify an individual in a crowd of people who might look similar.
So Nextdoor has announced new pop-up screens that show up on the app whenever someone is posting about crime or safety. The pop-ups encourage the poster to put more than just race or ethnicity as a description and to consider whether the activity might actually seem suspicious if the person's race were not a factor.
The same way that you were taught to think before you speak, to just think before you post.
And hopefully when neighbors see these types of posts, they'll say something too. Marketplace Tech was produced today at the Reveal Studios at the Center for Investigative Reporting. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.